Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is big music because it's a big guest in studio and a
if
big
I were
announcement.
King of the forest.
Not Jim Duke. Colony has announced his retirement.
But I haven't.
You're like Ben. You never
I mean,
said
I announced
the R word.
No, no. I'm still going to be part time. You know, I'm still going to do some fill-in work. So I'm not going away. And they're making a big deal about this. And
it was all over social media,
I know.
Everywhere. People are offering you jobs, part-time jobs.
I know.
You're going to be the public address announcer?
That's no. Now there's like people are bidding for my – well, bidding's not the right word for youth football. But I don't know. Colin Dunlap is trying to stir things up, you know, kind of the Mars football and Pine Richland and trying to pit me, put me in the middle of some sort of a – hey, you can be our. Now, I don't want to take some dad's job. The dads love being behind the microphone. They want to. They hear Larry Richard, right, Kevin? They hear Larry at the third down and they at Heinz Field and the youth football PA guys. They all want to be like Larry,
right?
And I don't want to. I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
That's good.
I'll remain in the background.
Is it true that you had to retire? You were forced to retire because you are now part minority owner of the Penguins and Fenway Sports Group? Are you part of that group?
No. I walk nowhere near those financial circles.
Was it turf toe that turned you in?
No. But one of the things, just to, this goes inside a little bit, but as you guys, I mean, in this business, if you can walk away after a number of years on your own terms, that's like a win. And not only that, but I'm not ready to not do anything radio related. So I'll do some fill-in hosting work on The Fan.
And that will be great because I enjoy when you're on, and I've heard you many times, especially driving around on the weekends. I enjoy it. And your wife, Nurse Linda, she's been doing that your whole marriage, right?
Yeah, she's been doing it even before we were dating.
Is she retired yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she beat me to it by a couple weeks.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, so it was a race.
So it's
not like she got her paper in first.
Yeah. It's not like she's the greatest, but it wasn't like she was saying, well, why don't you retire too? But, well, she kind of said, why don't you retire too?
What are you going to do, though, when you have this additional free time? Yeah, I know you're going to, and I'm happy that you're keeping a relationship with us, The Fan, and KDK, but what are you going to do? What's your go-to now?
Well, I hope I'll be going to the Larry Richard American Cancer Society golf outing. And this time I won't have to like get in my car and see which is the quickest way to get there from here because I'll have time. I can take my time and get there.
You can go early. And
I can.
And now we've turned it over to Rick Dayton. I hope he invites you.
Oh, no. No. Okay, now I have to be nice to him. I've been nice to you all these years. That's nice, though. No, I like, well, Rick's great.
Yeah,
that's,
it's cool. That,
no, Rick and I have golfed together many times. But seriously.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. That one of the things I was told by people, and Linda's been told the same thing by people that have preceded us here, because, you know, I mean, I graduated high school in 1973, so a bunch of my friends are now 66, and some are already turning 67, and they've been retired for a little bit, and the best advice that they've had is don't, like you say, what do I want to do? And I don't know. That's a good answer, because just see how it goes, and don't, you know, accept, I don't know, even some kind of a part-time job, whatever. Just don't buttonhole yourself into anything and just see how it goes. And then over time, we'll figure something out and Linda will figure something out and it won't have anything to do with, like, I'll still be a part-time radio guy, but Linda's nursing is, you know, she's done it for a number of years and done it very well. So she might find something else to do, but
are you still upset? I want to know, and it's important that people know, are you still as upset as you were about Kevin Battle showing up at your 4th of July picnic with flowers and chocolates for Nurse Linda.
I know. It's a little... I was concerned there for a while.
No, but I meant no disrespect. I was a stranger in a strange land, and my aunt always told me never show up empty-handed.
No, it was great. And no, there, no, and the, I can see you and Linda can be gardening buddies. Because yeah. I know you were telling her about something that you have, and then you were, I can't remember what it was that you liked in our
flowers.
Garden.
You had the bluebells or something.
Yeah, and she'll be spending a lot of time doing that.
So tomorrow is your last full-time day here at the plant, but you will be keeping
in touch. I'm part-timing it tomorrow, too. I'm just out of here at 10. I'm not going to any practices Zooms.
Big boss give you any?
I worked on Monday. Aren't we supposed to get a comp day for that?
Then you don't have to come in tomorrow.
That's even a better power play. I like it.
Jim Colony, who got finally, after his entire career, a hole-in-one at the Jerome Bettis Golf Outing.
Still looking for number two, Larry.
Your ace.
Well, now you have plenty of time to do it.
Chasing two. Yes. Jim, I really enjoy working with you. I was always a big fan before I knew you.
I'll probably be around like next week.
All right. You come in with us sometime once in a while?
I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.